Are these hacks?
Ha, no. Mad Max's mother would never cheat in a game. Squeezeet, isn't it?
Don't worry, neighbors. I didn't want the game to die, so I didn't give the script away. Give me the Owlland, please. Instead, I wanted to make an AI that could play the game automatically and then control 100 of them. But first, how to hack a game. Step 1, inspect the source code. This is called obfuscation. Every variable has just been randomized. Everything is just ims and ins. This should be really easy. Just set up some breakpoints here. This tells us what causes what code to run. Wait, this is gonna take forever. So we add more breakpoints. More. Good job, buddy. There's only 30,000 more lines of code. Step 3. How do we control more than one player? When we were deciphering all the code behind the scenes, we figured out what messages are sent to the server. There are over 100 different message types. Now we can send whatever message we want. Now our bot can do anything it wants.
Oh no. Oh no 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 no.
Phew. Had me worried for a second. Thought I broke the code. Since it's a website game, we can open up several tabs running multiple bots. But this limits us to 5 bots because it's too laggy. We can't control them because they're each on a different tab. And they kill each other because they're each running separate scripts. What if we used one script? What if we remade the entire game from scratch? All that hard work you did belongs in the trash. Instead, we send a join message, creating a new player. Then we send 100 join messages, handling each connection in the same script.
Boss?
Boss.
What?
I can't recreate the entire game.
Why not?
There's 30,000 lines of code.
I'm losing connection.
How to recreate entire game from scratch. Step 1. We need to see stuff. Each entity has its own ID, and we have all the images. Now we just need to associate every ID with an image.
Phew.
Now we throw a background in.
Wait.
Every tree looks the same. Every building is a couch. Apparently each entity has a variation. Since my game developer status is gold rank, I put black squares wherever I didn't know what image to use. There are also night versions of every single image.
Why?
Just why? Instead, I put a blue square for nighttime and lowered its opacity.
Ah, easy.
My brain is so big. Maybe I'll get platinum status.
It was ugly.
There were black squares everywhere. Bullets were squares. Black squares attacked you. Doors faced the wrong direction. No animations. But oh boy, did it work. But wait, what game am I even talking about? If you like Rust, you'll love Devast.io. A survival game where you gather, loot, and kill nakeds, not for the loot, but because it's fun. Just like Rust. Where people call you a loser because you don't have thousands of hours in the game. Just like Rust.
What the fuck?
Every time you log in, you start from scratch. Just like Rust. My favorite kind of game. Back to cheating. We can spawn in multiple units and see them on the same screen, but all they do is stand still. First, we want to fully control one and play the game. The server sends us messages telling us the unit's inventory, temperature, hunger, health, and stamina. So we send messages right back to it saying when to move, attack, or eat food. Now the game can be played fully. To control multiple at once is a whole other beast, requiring us to turn the survival game into an RTS game. In RTS games, you manage an army by selecting them and telling them what to do.
The problem with this is now we need to add selecting minimap, pathfinding AI, and UI, different.
How to create RTS game. Step 1. Copy StarCraft 2. StarCraft perfected the RTS genre. It's been out for 15 years and it still gets updates. So we're gonna copy out selecting works, add a minimap to see where homies are at, and add pathfinding. This whole time I've been working with my brother. He added the pathfinding so that they wouldn't get stuck on trees. Somehow it created the perfect PvP bot since it would dodge players' hits. It also looked pretty cool, kind of like a train network. We also made it so that they would target the number one player and mow down all trees and walls in their path.
Shit, they started dying.
After only 5 minutes of not eating food, they starved to death. So we made it so that they could gather food and feed themselves automatically. But we have a competitor. A large amount of bots from other people have been appearing.
Some of you guys have been asking me why I would never do a sponsor. I view these videos as a form of art where I put countless hours of work and effort. And if I see an ad in the middle of my video, that makes me want to kill myself. This video is sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends, one of the biggest mobile role-playing games of 2019. And the dungeon bosses have some ridiculous skills on their own.
All the champions in the game can be customized to the perfect score on the play.
Some side effects may include schizophrenia, depression, Ebola, COVID-19, unexpected impregnation, internal bleeding, and even death.
This video is not actually sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. Turns out, their bots couldn't do anything. They just used their name to advertise hacks that were actually viruses. Then the game devs updated the game, only letting 6 players per IP address join. This restricts me to 6 bots max. Hey ChatGPT, a game is preventing me from connecting to it. Can you help me out? Use proxy server. Code? Here. That code doesn't work.
Oh, you're right. My mistake. Here's the code that actually works.
Bro, it still doesn't work, you freak.
Sorry, you are absolutely right. Use Google Cloud.
So I created an account with Google Cloud and hosted my proxy servers on there. Sort of like a VPN for each player so that I can have as many as I want. I made a big mistake, guys. I thought I would have more fun by hacking because I was so bad at the game. Reality is, my gaming chair sucked. That's when I found this. Those are some suspicious looking stains. Let's cover them up. With my new gaming chair, I can control 10. 20.
Die, die, die.
100.
Whoa.
XD. XD, XD.
Yo.
XDDDD. XD. Children, come sit. Children. China team number one. I can also make every bot say something in chat. Hi.
No, please.
Die, die, die.
I decided to follow this guy who wanted to lead my army. 4 years ago, when I posted a video showing off this, I could only control 30 players. Then they updated the game, made my script not work, and limited the number of players per IP address to 6. So I took that as a challenge to control 100 players. I really didn't want the game to die, so I didn't abuse it too much. I'm hoping this video will make the game more popular. This is the only time my brother and I hacked the game, and not gonna lie, it was kind of fun. I don't really care about aimbot or wall hacks, but being able to control 100 players at once, hell yeah.
Next on Mad Max's Mother.
Hey guys.
I've been working on this for 3 years.
My family would be so proud.
It's working. Ha 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 ha.